Recommending the death penalty for five suspects in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi falls short of Turkish hopes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mevlut Çavuşoğlu insists the suspects detained in Saudi Arabia should be put on trial in Turkey. He says Ankara wants Riyadh to reveal who ordered the October 2 killing of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, warning this process cannot be closed down in this way. The minister also questioned why Saudi Arabia indicted only 11 of the 18 detained suspects and queried why the Saudi prosecutor's announcement did not reveal where the remains were taken. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Saudi officials have given numerous explanations since Khashoggi disappeared, including saying he actually left the consulate on his own, that he died after a fight, then saying he was killed during a rogue operation. Fresh Taliban attacks have killed more than 40 government troops in Afghanistan's western Farah province, which borders Iran. Officials said Thursday most of the casualties occurred in the embattled Bala Baluk district, where insurgents staged a major offensive against a police base late at night. A top officer at the provincial police headquarters, Syed Abdullah Andarabi, told VOA the ensuing clashes lasted several hours. He also confirmed the killing of 32 security forces, including the district police chief. Votes are still being counted more than a week after midterm elections for the U.S. House and Senate, and the bitter recount in Florida has captured the nation's attention. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker early Thursday gave voters until Saturday afternoon to correct their ballots if they were not counted because of mismatched signatures. The race for governor remains undecided, as is the key Senate race. Candidates filed competing lawsuits, but the state agency overseeing elections has rejected any claims of fraud. This is VOA News. Britain's divorce from the EU is in peril after two leading cabinet ministers quit the morning after Prime Minister Theresa May unveiled a finalized Brexit plan. Reaction was strong as May told lawmakers the deal that was agreed to is not the final agreement.
What we agreed yesterday was not the final deal. It is a draft treaty. It is a draft treaty that means that we will leave the EU in a smooth and orderly way on the 29th of March 2019. And which sets the framework for a future relationship that delivers in our national interest.
A junior minister preceded Dominic Raab's departure, and three ministers followed as furious Brexiteers plotted openly to oust May as Conservative leader, delivering serious blows to her authority. Several hundred Central American migrants arrived Wednesday in the Mexican border city of Tijuana after a month of traveling in hopes of entering the U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday visited some of the 5,000 troops deployed along the southern U.S. border to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol. Mattis told reporters there the U.S. military has a long history of border deployments.
I think that it's very clear that support to Border Police or Border Patrol is necessary right now.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by Friday. There's another effort underway to get a hold of outtakes of Donald Trump's old TV show. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
The latest attempt to get unaired footage from The Apprentice is being made by lawyers who are suing President Trump over his decision to end a program that keeps some immigrants from being deported. How does that relate to The Apprentice, you might ask? Well, the lawyers believe that Trump's immigration policy is racially motivated, and they think he may have expressed such racist views during his many hours of taping The Apprentice. The attorneys have subpoenaed MGM Holdings and Trump Productions, demanding any unaired footage in which Trump uses racial or ethnic slurs or similar comments they believe can help their case. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Trump contended Thursday that his White House operations are running very smoothly, even as he asserted he would be dismissing more key staff members. Last week, Trump ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions. News accounts say Trump is weighing whether to dismiss Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen, whom he has often criticized for not sufficiently reducing the number of migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. along the Mexican border. A U.S. federal judge is expected to announce Thursday whether the White House must, at least temporarily, allow CNN correspondent Jim Acosta back on the premises to do his job. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.